Shandor Polo Festival.
This is a map of the northwest of Pakistan. Find Chitral and Gilgit on the map. Note how high above sea level they are. Note the regions they are in.
Then look at the place between them, near the border called Shandor. Use the key to see what the different lines and symbols on the map indicate. Every year, from the 7th to the 9th of July, Shandor hosts a famous polo festival. The first polo pitch in Shandor is said to have been built during the time of King Ali Shah Khan Anchan, 1590-1625. It is quite possible that people were meeting up at Shandor to camp under the stars by night and play polo well before then.
Over the years, the matches at Shandor have become increasingly popular.
These days, at the Shandor Polo Festival, as well as watching polo matches in this incredible location, visitors can enjoy displays of traditional folk dance and sports, as well as folk music, that are put on as part of the festival. People can buy food, drinks, and other products from stalls in the camping village.
Polo is a fast-paced game. It has been called hockey on horses and it might be the world's oldest team sport.
It has been played for over 2,000 years.
Polo is now played in over 100 countries and there are 16 professional polo teams in the world.
Polo was an official Olympic sport from 1900 to 1939 and is now again recognized as one.
The World Polo
Championship, organized by the Federation of International Polo, is held every 3 years. The polo matches played at Shandor, however, stand out.
They are very different to the official matches played elsewhere.
The traditional polo of northern Pakistan is played on a pitch that is 200 meters by 56 meters with 60 centimeters high stone walls on the two long sides.
The matches last an hour with a 10-minute break in the middle. There are 6 players on each side and reserve players who step in if a player is injured. The larger number of players means that the pace of these games is a bit slower.
This probably reduces the number of accidents, which is good because the players in these matches rarely wear helmets and take fewer safety precautions.
There are no umpires and some people would go as far as to say that there are no rules. These wild games are played by skilled horsemen and, during the 3-day festival, the A, B, C, and D teams from each town compete.
The final is held on the 9th of July every year. The crowds watch and cheer and, between games, they marvel at the scenery or enjoy the other festival attractions.